What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Bush Radio again. It's been a while. We know we've been busy, but we're back. And we're, you know how we do, we're going to be talking about very, very, very interesting topics. And, well, let's just see how it goes. So exactly why do philosophers say, you know, conflict is inevitable? I think that rests on one singular fact. We're different. So even twins who were born, you know, they share a womb from the formative periods, you know, from the same ovum most of the time, you know, or some of the time, you know, sharing genes as closely as possible, they still retain some uniqueness, some difference. And it's a very, very critical fact. Even when we go through the same things, our neurosynapses, our understanding, our rationalizations, our processing of these things we go through are unique, very, very unique and specific to us. So the way I see things will most definitely be different from the way you're going to see it. So it becomes very, very difficult to expect that when we get close, that difference of opinion, that difference in preference, is not going to cause some friction. Now, we're going to have to, you know, we're not going to dwell on how we communicate these differences or, you know, these opinions. But it is basic that the fact that we're different already predisposes us to some challenges, some friction, some differences, you know, that we'll experience. So you cannot expect the next person to see things exactly the same way you do without first trying to bring the person to that perspective of yours. So that's a very basic thing about why people have a lot of conflict, the fact that first they're different. So we have to take our time to individually understand that not everybody is us. I think that's the first step to avoiding a conflict. Because when we fail to realize that this person is not us, there'll be conflict, we'll quarrel, we'll argue. But regardless of whether we see it or not, there will be conflict or differences or disagreements based on the differences that we have. So apart from all of this that I've said, you know, the history, how we grew up and all of that, you know, they are only basic indicators of our nature, our default predisposition. So in as much as we may have all of those predispositions based on how we've grown up, how we've been trained, what we've been exposed to, we have to learn to listen. People don't listen. The first step to understanding the person is to first gather knowledge. To gather knowledge, you must listen. So how do you know what it is I'm trying to say? How do you know what it is I'm trying to communicate to you if you don't listen? So it's not listening. It's not just opening your ears or stopping what you're doing. You must actively be trying to decode what it is that this person is trying to communicate. What is it that this person is trying to pass across? So if you're not actively doing all of those, you're not listening. So it's also the responsibility of the person trying to communicate to be sure that it's simple and it's clear. So while you try to listen, while you are honestly trying to listen, you must be sure that your mind is in it and your intentions are to get the point of what the person is saying as they're saying it. Not drawing conclusions in your mind of, you know, I say A, you know I'm saying A, but you want to interpret what I've said as B. That's going to lead to all sorts of confusion. You must have that will in your mind to get the message clear. So, another reason why we argue is, you know, and, you know, I'm trying to take this in a sequence. We already talked about the fact that we're different people, then based on the difference, a lot of us don't listen. You know, that was, you know, in the second episode or so. And then the third thing is we don't understand. And you see that there's a sequence to this. If you don't listen, you can't understand. And then again, there's those who listen and don't want to understand. There's those who also listen and are not listening to understand. They're listening to reply. So all of these things make us argue. Because whether you like it or not, we do them. Every time we argue, like every time you're arguing with a person, it's a possibility that you're making one of these mistakes. So if understanding is your problem, then it means that it happens every time. You make the mistake every time and you haven't taken time out to diagnose what it is you're doing wrong. That's the only way understanding is going to be your problem in your argument. Because if you take out time, and I think that's like something very, very critical. You can't improve if you don't want to understand. And if you want to understand, you will listen. So there's like a connection with everything. It has to start with you. Because there's this proverb, you know, I'm not sure where it's from now, but it says, if we both agree that we're not going to fight, we're not going to fight. No matter whatever our decision is. And I've tried that out, you know, like with my friendship, with my best friend and all. Our parents have had issues, you know, there's been issues here and there, but we haven't fought. And all of the things that they say make people split people and, you know, get them to fight, we have never fought because we have that. And here's the funny thing, we don't even get to sit down and talk, but we're still very close because we already have it. We have a pre-agreement on a whole bunch of stuff and we think alike on very many levels. So understand yourself, understand, or at least be willing to understand what is being said, be willing to understand what the point of every argument is, be willing to understand what the point of every conversation is, and be willing to understand the person. If you have all of these wheels in you, the argument ratio will go down very greatly. So, for the part that nobody wants to talk about, and that's another reason why we argue, why we fight. It's simple, pride. Pride's one of the biggest reasons why, you know, a lot of people argue. It's often said that, you know, there's two sides to every argument. Trust me, I'm not even going to say three sides. I'm going to say two sides. One side is the truth or the real situation, how it is, right? The other side is the argument. And that's half and half. So we are only arguing about one side. There's a whole other side that we could be looking at. But here's two things. It's very possible that, you know, of the argument, one person is, you know, has a better argument. You know, is this is correct, is closer to the truth. And it's possible that the other person is not even seeing anything. It's probably arguing based on history, their history or experience, or hasn't listened or hasn't even tried to understand. These things happen. But here's another reality that's possible. There's persons who, they don't want to know what is true. They don't want to listen. They don't want to understand. And it gets worse if the other person is right and they know that you're right. They just want to argue. They just want to take the other side of the argument, regardless of what that other side is, because of pride. They can't bear to think that they lost an argument. They can't bear to think that, you know, it's not going their way, right? And again, it's because of pride that a lot of people make assumptions. You know, they just want to get offended because they feel this, they feel that. Pride doesn't let them focus on the real issues. It doesn't help them focus on the relationship. It doesn't let them focus on the person. They focus on themselves. They focus on, you know, their pride. So all of these emotional reactions that people get in an argument is where it comes from. Because we have feelings. We're emotional beings, yes. But we need to know when. We need to be sincere enough to know when those emotions are getting in the way, when those emotions, this pride is clouding our judgment and we cannot see the real issues. It's a reality. People do it. Sometimes we get tempted to do it. So, not until you have checked yourself and said, why really am I angry? What really is wrong with what this person has said? What really is my case? Will you realize that maybe you have a problem? And then even when that has happened, it becomes difficult to now renege and say, okay, I'm going to shift ground for the same pride. So you drag that up and find ways to score cheap points and validations and all that simply because of your pride. So you just can't concede and accept, okay, my argument was wrong. Okay, you're right. But you're going to stick to that because of your pride. And that's another reason why we argue. So much as I hate to say this, that airy interlude is an indication that, well, I'm going to be talking about something very, very weird. Another reason why we argue, why we fight, is effort. Where does that may sound? You see, a lot of us don't put in enough effort into relationships. We just get tired easily. We just feel relationships ought to be easy. It's supposed to be a walk in the park. It's supposed to be, well, this goes all the way back to the history, because the history is what's going to, you know, influence the mentality that you have. What they don't tell you in the fairy tales, what you often don't see in some movies, is there's work required, because you come from two personalities. There's compromises that need to be made to your character, to your personality. There's some adjustment that needs to be made to be accommodating to another person. There are persons who are not willing to do that work. They're not willing to put in that effort. Some persons are used to being the only one talking. They like the sound of their voice. Now, for you to realize that there's a need to shut up and listen, you need to put in some effort. When you listen to a person, you understand what the person is saying, and your pride is not in the way. You still have to put in effort to do some work to get to the point where that person wants you to be. So when you listen and you understand and you do nothing, nothing will happen. And that's a very vital point that a lot of people miss. Listening and then trying to understand is doing some work. But you have to do more work to ensure that you transit from, you know, it's like data gathering and intelligence. You have gathered information. And then what use is that information if it doesn't translate into something else? So there has to be that connection between what we have learned, what we know, and then what we are as a result of what we know. Otherwise, it's as good as you didn't listen and you didn't understand. So, and then some persons put in little effort and then they think they've climbed Mount Everest. It's constant effort. Nobody told you you stand up today and then all the problems are over. You constantly work at it. You constantly try to improve new things. Even persons who have been married 50 years, there's still new things you're trying to work and sort out. So the work never stops, and neither should you. And that's another reason why we argue. Okay, so I think this the last segment. Sorry, last segment to the podcast, this episode, we're talking about why we argue, and we've successfully looked at, you know, the history of the individuals, and we've established that there are different individuals. We've looked at the fact that people don't listen. We've looked at people who don't understand. We've looked at their pride and the, you know, the emotions. We've looked at the effort they put in. Now, the final thing we're going to look at is recovery. Now, you'd expect that this recovery, rather, is particular to instances where we have fought and you have realized your mistake and you've apologized. Now, there's a peculiarity here, depending on the kind of person you're dealing with. When you say sorry, it doesn't automatically erase the wrong that you've done. It doesn't exactly erase the emotion or the memory. And sometimes some damages are real. For instance, I got angry, I tore your dress, or I smashed your phone. When I realized my mistake and I apologize, it doesn't change the fact that my dress is ruined or that my phone is smashed. So basically, there has to be a recovery from the incident. There has to be a build up again. Some people soak. Some people don't. Some persons are reticent, which means they're not talkers. So again, you need to understand the person you're dealing with. And as the soldiers say, it's in peacetime that you prepare for war. So it is at a time where you're not arguing, you're not fighting, that you get to find out the kind of person you're dealing with, such that when situations erupt, you know how exactly to manage and what the person expects and how you're going to deal with it, right? It is not at the point where you're arguing that you start taking lessons, because it's unlikely that the person, based on their emotion, their anger and all, will be willing to start tutoring you at that point. So the more important thing is you should have taken lessons before, so you know how to draw the person out, how to build back up. But a number of times, you broke my phone, you know, because we're fighting and it's ruined now. You've apologized. I still have to look at my phone. I still feel some strong emotions, or some emotion rather, over the fact that you smashed my phone. There's still that reminder. Now, I'm still going to be a little bit soggy and all of that over my phone. And then you expect that because you've apologized, I just jump and get gay and happy-go-lucky and I don't worry anymore. So because I'm not as you expect, we cascade into another fight again. So that, it looks a little more like understanding, but yes, it's the recovery process. How we recover from a fight will determine if there are going to be other fights along the way. And then a lot of people make this one ridiculous mistake. The fight, apologize. That's the people who kiss and make up. I'm not saying kiss and make up is a bad thing. I'm saying that even when you're going to kiss and make up, you have to be willing to deal with underlying issues. You have to be sure that you got at the root of the problem and you're both on the same page. Otherwise, you're going to recircle that dirt and continue to argue over the same thing, because every time you move past it, you didn't deal with it. Which is why every time there's a disaster, you have to do a study to understand what went wrong. Even if you have all the money to build it back up, because in the end, you're going to keep pumping resources into a black hole without understanding what it is that's causing the problem. So recovery and how you recover is critical, because it could be another reason why we argue. Okay, so I've been talking for quite a while now, and you know what that means, right? It means you're saying it all. So we've looked at a bunch of things as to why we argue. Now there could be reasons outside this, but this is my list, right? It's my podcast, so it's my list. I get to decide. Yeah, kill yourself. Let's understand that we're different, and that's all the dynamics that we need to know. we have to decide what's more important to us. You know, if you're going to be a new person, if you're not willing to try something new, if you're not willing to change, if you're not willing to improve, you shouldn't be in a relationship. You shouldn't get close to people because you're just going to frustrate them. And apart from that, the way you've always known things to be, the way you've grown up to be, does not necessarily mean it is best. Does not also mean that it is better. So you have to be willing to try something new. If you can't do that, then you're just going to be, you know, a problem to people. So you can't start off being a new person. You have to let go of your pride. You have to be willing to listen. You have to try to understand. You have to put in effort to do the work. Then you need to know how to make things better. I have a saying, don't spoil what you can't fix. So everybody makes mistakes. Yes, everybody, you know, falls short with this and with that. But it's the attitude with which we get things done. It's the attitude with which you make those mistakes. I think that's what counts. So regardless of how things turn out with your significant other, regardless of this, regardless of that, we have to have a mindset that we want peace to reign and we want to do better. And I think that's what matters. So we don't argue. So, see you next time.